the vile, evil reaction on college campuses and beyond to the Hamas massacres and the ensuing war have been widely reported. Students, professors, university presidents have joined in a cabal of hypocrisy and evil. And they continue to spew sophistry, falsehood, and evil. It's important to underscore that this isn't true of all campuses. It is, however, true of many, many campuses. The evil and hypocrisy are self-evident, but it's still very important to define the evil. The Gemara in Sanhedrin presents a din that ain't torn in lemesis. Unlike other defendants, where if Beis Din sees a tzad zchus that the person himself doesn't put forward, so Beis Din is towing, you're not towing to a mesis. A mesis, someone who incites, in the Torah's example, it's Avodah Zarah. Moshe Feinstein actually writes based on this Gemara, but it's to any Avera, it's not limited to Avodah Zarah. In Tonin Lemesis, Hamesis Chaver Laboros Kochovim, in Tonin Bezdin Beshvil Otaina Zuchus, Elm Kain Toanahu. Says the Gemara, Amr B'Shmuel Bar Nachman, Amr B'Yonason, Minayin Shein Tonin Lemesis? What's the source for this din? Minocha Shachet Boni. To Amr B'Simloi, Harbe Tainus Hoyle Lanochash Litton, Velotan. The Nochesh could have advanced lines of defense. So why wasn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu towing on his behalf? Because the Nochesh had a din of a mesis, the fish of Lotan. It's interesting to see in the Pshuto Shel Mikra, what does the Nochesh say? What does the Nochesh say? It's Pshuto Shel Mikra, what does the Nochesh say to Techava? So he begins by Af ki Omer Elokim L'Sochlim Kol Eitz Hagon. Is it the case that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made all the trees off limits? After the Isha responds, so the Nochesh says to her, Lo Mos to Musum, That's the extent of what the Torah records from what the Nochash said. The Nochash never explicitly tells Chava to eat. He makes it enticing. He makes it appealing, thereby encouraging her, but he never directly tells her, you know, you should eat this. And he's successful in his depiction. V'atera isha ki tova etz l'malchol v'chula. But he isn't explicit. He makes the evil of violating Dvar Hashem, he makes it appealing. He makes it enticing. And that has a din mesis. Because of its anticipated potential effect and influence. When people, as has happened and continues to happen on many, not all, campuses, when they exonerate and justify Hamas's atrocities, so that they provide them with a moral cover which enables and empowers them to commit, Rachmana Litzlan, further atrocities. They generate support for Hamas Yimach Shemam. And on the other hand, pressure on Medina Yisrael not to respond as forcefully as it should, which endangers the lives of Chayalei Tzahal. The evil on these campuses and beyond, it's not limited to these campuses, is the extreme evil of Hasasa. It's the Mesas. And thereby, they're complicit in the evil of Hamas. Even if it were the case that there's nothing we could do to peacefully respond to this evil, it's important to recognize evil for what it is, to know it for what it is, even if it were true that there was nothing that we could peacefully do to respond. What not to do? What not to do is to counter-demonstrate. That's counterproductive and potentially dangerous. What not to do? Engage in direct exchange or debate, even if virtual and not in the form of counter-protests. Debating evil gives it extra attention, and it puts it on equal footing with good as two sides of a debate. What to do? So obviously the type of evil that we're speaking of now can and should only be countered by peaceful means. No other means, only peaceful means. We can, be'ezus Hashem, peacefully, after first ensuring that we're very well informed, be active in the marketplace of ideas. Turning to whatever media we're comfortable with, we should dispel lies and distortions about Israel and expose the monstrous evil which is Hamas. We should provide moral clarity. Everyone needs to judge for himself what his kochos and skill set allow him to contribute. Who's our audience? Sadly, the vicious anti-Semites, and they're not only anti-Semites, they're anti-civilization, they're anti-humanity. Campus cabals are not interested in the truth. But within society, there are people of conscience who are open to truth. They're our audience. We should provide them with truth. We should eloquently and compellingly provide them with moral clarity. And in so doing, Be'ezus Hashem, we do what we can to counter the evil of the Hasasa.